We've been going through the process of affirming James as deacon, and I have still a lot of your questions, but we're just putting that off the side till next week, because next week we're going to have the ordination service, so I'm looking forward to that. In regards to that, if you'll turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 16, we see Timothy being chosen by Paul for this wonderful privileged position of ministry. If you look with me in Acts chapter 16, just a couple of verses that reveal a tremendous amount about this young man, Timothy. We pick up in Acts chapter 16 and verse 1. And he came also to Derbe and to Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman, who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. Now the passage is telling us that the father was not a believer. If he had been, it would have said he was a believer. But he is a Greek, and that he was following the traditions of the Greek, or the philosophies of the Greek, or the myths of the Greek. And it says in verse 2, and he, that is Timothy, was well spoken of by the brethren who were in Lystra and Iconium. Well spoken of. Boy, that says a lot about somebody. We oftentimes think of Timothy and his fault sense of being shy, if we could put it that way. Scripture tells us, as Paul writes to Timothy, he says, God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And so it's almost as if Timothy gets a bum rap, and our thoughts, I think, initially are, well, he must be a little cowardice. But really nothing could be further from the truth. Timothy was having some difficulty doing some things in the church at Ephesus, mainly because he felt too young. And this is why Paul writes to him, don't let anybody despise your youthfulness, because your character is what's going to elevate you. And so there was some apprehension on Timothy's part because of that. But Timothy was not a coward. And the reason I would say that is that he was well spoken of, if you look at the passage, verse 2, by the brethren who were in Lystra and Iconium. Now, Lystra and Iconium probably doesn't mean that much to you, but if you back up into Acts chapter 14, it was in this region that Paul was stoned to death. So if you were a man that was well spoken of by these individuals and lived in this area and followed God, you were pretty brave. The passage starts off in Acts 14 and verse 19, but the Jews came from Antioch and Iconium, having won over the multitudes, they stoned Paul, dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. And while the disciples stood around him, he arose and entered the city. I can just see him. Everybody just circled around him. What are we going to do? Where are we going to bury him? And all of a sudden he gets up. And all the disciples that stood around him, he arose and he entered the city. And the next day he went away with Barnabas to Derbe. And after he had preached the gospel to that city, and had made many disciples, watch the text, they returned back to Lystra and to Iconium, the very place in which those people had come to stone him, and to Antioch. Why? Because there were disciples there. So they began strengthening, verse 22, the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith, saying, through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. And I can just see them going, right, we saw that. Through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. And when they appointed elders for them in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. Brave men in Lystra and Iconium. And they turned and said, this young man is worthy. That's an amazing thing, isn't it? To see the bravery of someone and their willingness to speak out for Christ no matter what, in every given situation. And these are things that we look for, and we are so excited about this process and about James and your faithfulness to really proclaim the Word of God where you are, unashamedly and without fear. So praise the Lord for that. Father, we give you thanks for your loving kindness and for your work in our lives and among us, for your calling out and your affirming and your sealing. We believe that you're the one who ordains, not man. We certainly have seen your hand upon this young man. As Timothy, we see an attitude, a heart that just goes above reproach and into the realm of honorable. So we just thank you for this character in Jesus' name. Amen.